We will move to number 16, Pheasant Season Report and License Sale Update with Director Tom Kirschman. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to take a few minutes and talk a little bit about license sales and license report from the Division of Wildlife. As I shared with you at the last commission meeting, we would be watching very closely how license sales go, in particular for pheasant hunting, as we have our traditional pheasant opener. As I shared with you last time, again, we oftentimes look at that pheasant opening weekend as a gauge, a barometer of what we would anticipate for the remainder of the season for license sales. And beyond happy and ecstatic to share with you, we had a fantastic opening weekend in respect to pheasant hunters, in particular the non-resident pheasant hunters coming into South Dakota. You have two documents in front of you. The single page document is the one I'm going to talk about briefly first, if I may, and that's that Friday through Sunday opening weekend. And the main part that I just want to share with you is look at the non-resident small game license sales for 2023 and compared to previous years. We watched that very closely and you'll see, again, the volume of hunters coming into the state to enjoy pheasant hunting in South Dakota. And if you compare 23 to 22, we had somewhere around that about 15 to 18% higher in license sales on that opening weekend. Again, that's just the opening weekend, which, again, is a great barometer of what we're seeing and indicating for people coming to South Dakota to go pheasant hunting. We'll continue to watch those numbers, obviously, through the remainder of the season, but really exciting to see those numbers and the folks that are coming here and the excitement to do pheasant hunting in South Dakota. A little bit of Tale of Two Cities, right? We would expect a high volume of license sales at the opening weekend for non-residents. That doesn't necessarily hold true with the residents because typically our residents are purchasing their licenses further in advance. We have a lot of our folks in South Dakota that are buying combination licenses, so they're fishing and hunting licenses combined for the year. We have a lot of folks that are gonna do other small game hunting, whether it's dove hunting, grouse hunting earlier in the year as well. So we certainly do see multiple licenses being purchased by our resident hunters as well on opening weekend, but certainly not at that volume that we would expect and anticipate from our non-resident pheasant hunters. So again, just it was a great weekend. We were very pleased with the numbers that we saw, and we'll continue to monitor that. If you go to your second document, it was the multiple page document. I'm not gonna go over all the details. Again, I just mentioned the combination licenses. You can see where we compared to last year and the previous years. We're very close to what we were the last couple of years, so those numbers remain strong. The second page is the habitat stamp figures for you. Again, that changes on a daily basis because of those license sales that occur. Collectively, if we look at it right now, we're at about $4.6 to about $4.65 million that has come in from habitat stamp sales this year. Again, our license year ends December 14. December 15, we switch to our new license year. So we still have a month and a half of license sales and habitat stamp. Last couple of years, we were right around that $5.2 to $5.3 million collectively on habitat stamp sales. So those are doing really well. Looking at the small game license again, I talked about that opening weekend. Now, there's a couple of things that I want to explain here. Now, these figures here go back to the beginning of the license year, so December 15, 2022, to the end of October. And so when you look at, for example, the non-resident small game license sales, you're going to see that they are a little bit less than they were in 2022. At this point in time. And there's a couple of main reasons for that. Now, I just said we had a great opening weekend, which we did, and license sales were very, very good. What we did experience, though, if you remember back, was how winter came in December and January last, our last December, January, where we saw license sales really subside because pheasant hunting was almost non-existent just because of weather conditions. That's probably the piece that's playing the role and having us a little bit behind from where we are last year. But what I am very optimistic about is, again, what we saw on opening weekend, the weather we're experiencing today, and if we continue to have some nice weather trends, I would really anticipate that we'll continue to see strong license sales for small game hunting in South Dakota. The other thing I want to share with you in respect to that opening weekend, we monitor in a couple ways. One example I gave you was we look at that Friday, Saturday, Sunday to see what kind of license sales. We also look at it from 30 days prior to the opening day to 30 days after. That particular graph, and that one was showing about 18% increase as well. So we saw strong license sales leading up to the opening weekend and continuing on shortly after right now as well. And then we monitor and watch license sales from the license year start, that figure that you see in front of you. So there, we look at it a couple of different ways and different time frames. They all give us good indications of what's happening out there and gives us a good idea of what's happening from a license sales perspective. But again, things are looking very good right now, and we'll continue to watch that. And as long as we continue to have weather like we are today, we're going to have people out there enjoying pheasant hunting. There's no doubt in my mind. We're hearing a lot of great stories, very good reports in many places around the state. In fact, where we sit here today, I've heard anecdotally from firsthand experience people that are from this area pheasant hunting that has said, I haven't seen pheasant numbers like this in 10 years in this particular area. And we're hearing other stories like that as well. So many folks are having a very successful pheasant season, and it's starting out very well, and we anticipate it only get better. I know those of you on the panel here that are farmers, there's still a lot of crops standing out there as well. It kind of came to a halt with the rains and moisture we had, and thankfully we got that. And then some of that weather shortly after that. But as harvest continues to progress, we fully anticipate success will increase as well and even become better late-season pheasant hunting. So we look forward to the late-season opportunities. And then fishing licenses, again, remain pretty strong. People are still taking advantage of our great walleye fishing opportunities across the state. Many of you probably heard this week of the new state record walleye that was caught on Lake Oahe. 16.5 pounds, it was a dandy of a fish. It was a beautiful fish, no doubt about it. But there's still some great fishing across the state, up and down the Missouri River, northeast South Dakota, western South Dakota. People are excited. One of the things that's very encouraging to me right now, as I just mentioned, those significant rainfall events we had, in particular in central South Dakota, there was a lot of ponds and small lakes that where the water level was really going down, and again, concerns about potential fish kill again just because of low water levels. You go look at those ponds and lakes right now compared to what they looked like 3 weeks ago, it's night and day. And so the future looks good again for many of those ponds, and we'll continue to look at fish production, stocking opportunities to provide those fishing opportunities for all anglers out there of all ages. So again, those license sales are looking good yet as well. So those are just a couple of quick updates for you. Again, our primary one that we wanted to share was the opening weekend. Fantastic weekend. People had good success. Very, very few stories of accidents, which is always encouraging to hear, and it sounds like everybody had a great opening weekend. Second weekend was very good as well, and I would anticipate this weekend's going to be fantastic with the weather forecast that is in front of us right now. So, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, if you have any questions, I'd sure be happy to entertain them.
Thank you. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Oh, yeah, on the screen. That's a good catch. Seeing no questions or comments, thank you, sir, for that update. Good news for all of us, for sure.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'll keep you informed as we progress through the fall.